Hi, I'm Robert Ballantyne, host of Pop Journalism on CKLN 88.1 FM. For service in English, please press 1. Pour service en français, Pop Journalism is a show that takes a different look at media and pop culture issues. We appreciate your interest. In order to serve you better, please note that this call may be monitored. Please choose from any of the following 4 options from our express menu. At any time, you can skip through the prompts by pressing 0 to reach our receptionist during normal business hours. To contact a Pop Journalism producer, press 1. To inquire about advertising on Pop Journalism, please press 2. To inquire about our express menu and compliment us on our speedy service, please press 3. To get on with the show, press 4.
You like to have on?
I guess I love
you.
You haven't lost your touch.
It's hard to believe the drama is over.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
You like to bond?
I guess I love you.
It's hard to believe the drama is over.
Lost your touch.
Well, that's all the scripted stuff.
Pop Journalism.
It's July 14th, 2002. Can you believe it's our 5th episode already? Yes, time sure has flied during the summer. On this hour, we have a special secret recording brought to us by a listener in California from the McDonald's Corporation. You know, these guys bring us the Happy Meals and Big Macs. As well, we always have some surprises, a mix of music, spoken word, and our regular segment, The Week in Review, our slightly skewed take on the news that made headlines this week. Yes, that's all coming up. We'll be right back.
Sun just lifted snow below my door, and I can't hide beneath my sheets. I've read the words before, so now I know. Time has come again for me. And I'm feeling the same way all over again. Feeling the same way all over again. Singing the same lines all over again. No matter how much I pretend, another day that I can't find my head. My feet don't look like they're my own. I try and find the floor below to stand. I hope I reach it once again. And I'm feeling the same way all over again. Feeling the same way all over again. Singing the same lines all over again. No matter how much I pretend. Oh,
well, I went to bed in Memphis and I woke up in Hollywood.
I got a quarter in my pocket, and I'd call you if I could, but I don't know why I gotta lie. I wanna rock and roll this party, I still wanna have some fun. I wanna leave you feeling breathless, show you how the West was won, but I gotta
we pop journalism.
In review. Toronto can soon start to breathe easier, as the city's civil workers' strike is now over. The provincial government intervened in the ongoing dispute between the city and their workers' unions because negotiations were going nowhere. All this affected major city services like garbage pickup, swimming pools, and kids' camps. You could tell Ontario Premier Ernie Eves was ecstatic to get the strike settled when he delivered his speech to the legislature.
I think the important thing now, Mr. Speaker, is to get those people who are employees of the City of Toronto, all 25,000 of them, back to work as quickly as possible so that we can make sure that the city is not only cleaned up, but that there are all the services that should be available to the citizens of Toronto and its visitors as quickly as possible so that we can prevent any potential health hazard from occurring and people can get back to their normal lives. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The Liberal opposition also chimed in with the Premier's comments, though expressed some regret that the strike was not able to be resolved on its own.
I'm glad that very soon children will be able to go to daycare and to swim in the city's wading pools and to participate in summer camps. But I'm angry that it had to come to this, Speaker.
Either way, the garbage is going to be gone by next week.
Winnipeg is known as Canada's mosquito capital. It's a tradition to feverishly slap on the bug repellent in the city before stepping outdoors,
where unprotected skin can receive up to 3 mosquito bites per minute. But news that the bugs are now carrying the potentially deadly West Nile virus is shaking the city. An infected crow that died in downtown Winnipeg was found to test positive for the mosquito-borne virus. Manitoba's medical officer of health made this thorough announcement in a press conference.
We were notified of a presumptive positive bird for West Nile virus in the city of Winnipeg, and we thought we would relay this information.
But we've had the West Nile virus present in Ontario for a while now. It crossed over from the New York area. 2 years ago, a 75-year-old Toronto man died after contracting the virus in New York. But so far, no one has died from contracting West Nile in Canada. So don't get too worried and lock yourself indoors. Less than 1% of mosquitoes carry the virus, and it usually only presents a danger to the elderly or those with weakened immune systems. A Winnipeg-based representative with Health Canada told the CBC the exact same thing.
It's not a situation where we should be overly concerned, but people should take protective measures. I mean, coming from Winnipeg, you mean you have to take protective measures just to exist outside.
The newest Sesame Street Muppet will be brought to you by the letters H, I, and V. Entertainment trade paper Variety reports that in September, a Muppet infected with the AIDS virus will debut on Takalani Sesame, the version of Sesame Street that airs in South Africa, where an estimated 1 in 9 people is infected with HIV. The new Muppet might also appear in other countries, including Mexico and Russia. There was no clear decision on whether the character will appear on the North American version of Sesame Street. The Osbournes are coming to Canadian network television in the fall with all their cursing intact. MTV viewers in the US and its Canadian sister station on digital cable currently broadcast the show bleeping out the famously dysfunctional family's foul language. The Osbournes will air Tuesdays at 10 p.m. with strongly worded advisories throughout each episode. We can't f***ing wait.
Just
Ride away on your journalism.
Hi. It's me. Mimi and Miho. Madonna. Who else do you expect to be answering the Steiner hotline in this oh-so-sexy voice? Speaking of sex, have you had any lately? I doubt it. But if you happen to have been so lucky, I hope you've been practicing safe sex. Like I always say, don't be silly. Put a rubber on your willy. And if you don't have a willy, put a rubber on his. By the way, thanks for calling. Even though this is costing 95 cents a minute of your hard-earned money, all the five proceeds are being donated to AIDS patient service groups throughout the country. So you're doing something really nice just by being on the line. My line. You're talking to me, Madonna. Isn't that incredible? I want us to feel really close.
Top journalism.
Welcome back to Pop Journalism. I'm Robert Ballantyne. A listener from California named John K. Fitzpatrick sent us a record, which was part of the kickoff for the May 1979 Nobody Can Do It Like McDonald's Can ad campaign. The record that he sent us includes 7 short versions of that jingle, in assorted styles, interspersed with a presenter explaining how fantastic and important the campaign is. It's all unintentionally funny, but the total effect is cynical, manipulative, and sinister in its banality. In short, it's internal corporate propaganda at its finest.
You've just heard something that nobody outside of McDonald's has ever heard. The music to a brand new McDonald's song. That's right. On May 7, 1979, McDonald's will be introducing a new song and a new advertising campaign to the country. And because the strength of this new campaign is you, our crew, we wanted you to know about it and to hear it before anyone else does. After all, you're the reason that nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. That's a strong statement, but one that's believable. And the best evidence of that is your dedication to QSC&V. Quality, service, cleanliness, and value. Things that have kept people coming back to America's favorite restaurant for almost 25 years. And no one appreciates you more than Ray Kroc, founder and senior chairman of the board of McDonald's. Here he is with a special message just for you.
As you probably know by now, we've got a new theme. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Now, we all know that, but we want to let the customers know it, too. A friendly smile from you goes a long way. Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead. You're one of the most important people in the whole corporation. And nobody appreciates that fact more than I do. God bless.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody's cooking better all across the land. Pure, fresh, crisp, hot, that's what we demand. You're the reason we do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody else makes it shine the way we do. Nobody else gets faster serving you. Clean, bright, that's the life we'll smile and never end. Everybody always do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. You're the reason we do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
This new song not only reflects everything that McDonald's stands for, but in the coming months, you're going to hear how it reflects the entire spectrum of musical tastes. Like McDonald's, there's a little something for everyone. For instance, if you like disco,
nobody can do it like Nick.
that made your feet start to dance, then keep them loose. Because here's our new campaign rhythm and blues version. Let's not forget the children who make up such a large part of McDonald's family. With this version, all the McDonald Land characters join in the singing.
Nobody can do it quite like Ronald Land.
Nobody else spreads laughter through the land, you know.
He makes it fun, he's always got a joke in hand.
He's Ronald McDonald. Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody else has a sunnier smile. Nobody else has a funnier style.
How long, how long, see what he has said. He's Ronald McDonald. Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody can do it quite like Ronald can.
Nobody else makes tea quite so grand. Hamburgers, fries, and shakes.
So now you know. A new song and advertising campaign are on the way. And we wouldn't be doing it with such confidence if it hadn't been for you. So thank you. And keep up the good work. And never forget that you're the reason we're telling America.
Thank you.
interesting.
So what you talking about? Something interesting?
No, I was just comparing Kurosawa's films to Herzog's.
Uh-huh. Carry on.
My diet lets me eat anything I want for 1 minute a day.
My youth consultant gives me Botox injections in my head, neck, and navel.
Hiya, pal. So, how about them current events? Oh, you got one of them cell phones, huh? Yeah, no cord at all on those. Hey, game's on.
Hey, Warren, I'm watching that. Come on. Unless you're being ironic, turn that off now.
It's hard to believe the drama is over.
You haven't lost your touch.
Pop journalism.
That's all for Pop Journalism this week. Thanks for tuning in. Next week, we'll take a look at media concentration in Canada. And 2 weeks from now is our big call-in show. We'll be talking about the state of journalism in Canada and taking your calls to see what you think. Remember, you can always call us during the show at 416-595-1655. And if you can't join us in the call-in show or by phone, you can always visit our website at popjournalism.netfirms.com. Going to hand it over to the International Connection, but first, to ease you into your day, we leave you with a clip from the Jenny Jones Show. See you next week.
Well, anyway, from Maryland, please welcome our Britney lookalike. Here comes Kim, everybody. Oh, she's got the moves. Professional look-alike from Columbia, Maryland. Let's see us side by side here with the real Britney. Here she is. So do you do anything to yourself? I mean, you've learned the moves, right? You actually perform like she does.
Yes, actually, I sing and I dance all her dance moves.
You have like young kids, young girls watching and
stuff. Yeah, actually, the kids love it. It's a real kid show. So.
But you have bodyguards and stuff.
I had bodyguards for one show because these kids were out of control. They were like really never been told no in their life, and they were just trying to grab my butt and grab all different things during the show. So we had bodyguards.
Well, you know what? Somebody's going to go away with our big cash prize today by audience vote. We'll be voting a little bit later on. And when we come back, there are two of the hottest actresses in Hollywood. Could there really be lookalikes for women that sexy? Stay with us and find out.
Hot Trip with the...